We like to call her Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Pat Benatar. You can see her December 1st at the Ferguson Center. Should be a great show.
Yeah, and she will hit you with her best shot.
Jennifer Roberts. Tell everybody what happened in the car yesterday.
All right, so we're on the way to church, and Matt's wearing a hoodie, and he's kind of conflicted that maybe a hoodie is a little too casual for church. I'm like, no, it's not.
Boy, people have gotten real casual going to church these days.
And he's like, well, it's not like I want to wear a cardigan, because then I'll look like Mr. Rogers.
Uh-huh.
So from the back seat, Nicholas says, who's Mr. Rogers?
Uh-huh.
And Carly's like, well, duh, he's the window guy. Mr. Rogers, window.
Yeah.
See you around the neighborhood.
Who, by the way, goes to my church.
Oh, really?
And his wife is in the choir.
And I'm like, wow, what like a generational thing where, are you serious? My kids don't know who Mr. Rogers is. He's and the guy on the TV with the radio in the windows.
That's how they know him. Yeah. Not from Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Isn't that great?
I thought that was kind of funny, though. So then we had to tell her who he really was and that sort of thing.
But I think it's funny how those jingles like stick in their heads.
Oh, totally. I mean, they're singing all kinds of stuff, but that was one of my favorites, that she had to sing Mr. Rogers Windows.
My kids, I've caught Emily in the back seat saying, O'Reilly's auto parts.
Sure, yeah. That's a great catchy one too. Yeah.
That's so. What we do all the time. You know, we pass in because we go to one service and they go to another. And so when I go by, I say, oh, no, go to the Rogers, Vincent Winders, and he goes 92.9 the way.
Oh, that's funny.
That's what we do.